Hello and welcome to your Rate My League preview show. I'm Andy Goldstein, joined by Derek Jones, and today we're looking at Get a Life Dynasty, 12-teamer standard scoring Dynasty IDP League. And Rob bought the show, so thank you to Rob. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the league, Derek, what we've been doing this year is asking each other very random questions that we want to try to break the ice with leagues out there. This is the second year we've done this league, by the way, so they know us a little bit, but they can still get to know us a little bit better. You're going to ask me a random question I am not prepared to answer. Go for it.
So today I went out to lunch, and the place I've frequented quite often over the years, Subway in Glassboro, the sign was ripped down. Everything had been taken out of the store. It was closed within a week's time.
Mm-hmm. Is that a question?
No, I'm getting what food chain or supermarket, grocery store, we'll throw that in the equation, would make you most unhappy if it was suddenly closed?
Wawa. Actually, the real answer is Central Market, the grocery store chain in Texas, but I don't live in Texas anymore. So I guess Wawa, it's like a 7-Eleven type chain in the Philadelphia area. That would make me sad.
I could get by without Wawa.
Oh, you're such a poser. One quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, three flex positions, and one kicker. So this is their 10th season. Rob wrote in with some information here. 10th season, they have sort of a normal, like you would think about fantasy football, season-long type situation where they set a starting lineup each week during the regular season. But then in the playoffs, it switches to best ball, which is a really interesting wrinkle. So maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that as we go through the teams a little bit. Obviously, as he says, depth becomes way more important as you get to the playoffs. There's a bunch of cuts coming in terms of the practice squad and whatnot, but whatever. And so last year we did a decent job of ranking the teams. I looked at our rankings. Rob sent our rankings versus the final standings or whatever. One team, North Shore, ended up, we ranked them 9th, and they ended up winning the league. Rob said they made a bunch of trades. His team got hot, and then when they switched to best ball in the playoffs, so he got a little boost from that also. And Rob was in the title game against North Shore, but came up short. Rob's team, a good team, had a really, really bad week, so... do you feel badly that the 9th-ranked team from our rankings ended up winning the league?
Should I reveal that that's happened in another league?
Only one. If there's trades, whatever.
I don't feel bad. Yeah, exactly.
If there's big trades, how are we supposed to know when a trade is going to happen? I didn't know the rest of the league was going to let North Shore win. How did I know that was going to happen?
Yeah. We don't rank craziness. We rank as is as we get it.
Probably as Philip Lindsay or some BS. They know how it's going to work, but we do have some new wrinkles this year. So obviously, just like last year, we're going to rank the teams. We're going to talk about the rosters, the total value, the starter value, the dynasty value. This year, we've added IDP to the situation. So we'll talk about IDP value. We didn't do that last year. Another reason why, North Shore probably would have been ranked better if we had IDP rankings in there. So we added that in. There is a mosquito flying around me. This is going to be a ridiculous show. I can already tell. We're going to talk about the draft capital. I got future draft capital in here. That impacts the team score. All of these things impact the team score. And we also have, we can talk about each position on the roster now. Last year we didn't have that. So we can break down each position by total value and starter value. And we got more helmet stickers. So last year we had around 35 helmet stickers. This year we're up to over 70. So if you don't get a helmet sticker this time, if you get the tumbleweed sticker, you have failed miserably as an owner. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, Andy gets mad when he's bored.
Number 12, Pumpkin Center Pirates. Pumpkin Center. Oh, Derek has a motorcycle gang going on. This team is crappy. We have a crappy team, Derek. They are not good anywhere. They are especially not good on offense, where they don't have a single position ranked in the top 10? No, in the top 9. Every one of their positions has a double-digit ranking. So their best position is tight end, where Jordan Reed holds down the starter slot, tight end number 15. That's not good. That's not good.
No.
If Jordan Reed is the strength of your team, things have gone awry.
No, I just – and I've been a big fan of Nick Foles. No, you can't be your starting quarterback. You can't have Golden Tate and DeSean Jackson as your wide receivers. Although you're going to get some big – DeSean Jackson is good at giving you moments. So he's going to give you a moment or two or three throughout this season. But in the long run, this team is
moments.
Is bad.
DeSean Jackson's good at having on the bench in a best ball situation. Sure. He's not good to have in terms of your normal week-to-week start. I will say, running back, if this were a PPR league, I'd like running back a little bit more. Damian Williams and James White both looking like pretty good PPR-type players. But unfortunately, it's standard scoring. So whatever advantage you might have from those two guys kind of goes out the window a little bit. I don't know. IDP ranks 11th, unfortunately. There's not much good here. Give me something positive. I want some optimism for Pumpkin Center Pirates.
Damian Williams and James White. I like it. By the way, someone, I don't remember. I looked at so much stuff today, I can't remember. But someone suggested that if the Cowboys are serious about this Ezekiel Elliott holdout, they will call up the Washington Redskins and trade for Adrian Peterson.
Maybe. Do you think if this owner is single, maybe this year they have time to find some love, because they're not going to be watching much football. Team score 3.14. Helmet stickers, they get a bunch. Oh yeah, just in case you thought, oh, maybe they're super young and that's why they're just not ready to be good yet. Nope. They're old. They have an average starter age over 29, which means they do get the Old Town Road sticker. Don't want to be there. You don't want to be last and get the Old Town Road sticker. That's not good. The Jackie Smith sticker, worst rated wide receiver position. Fantasy Football Hipster Doofus, worst rated quarterback position. The Tank Commander sticker, team score under 5. And finally, I'll play this one, Derek. The Jerry sticker.
To live is to risk it all. Otherwise, you're just an inert chunk of randomly assembled molecules drifting wherever the universe blows you. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't see you there. How much of that did you hear?
All of it. You were looking right at me.
The Jerry sticker, worst rated team. Do you live by, like, a truck stop or something? What is going on?
I don't know why. Like, we're recording this at, like, a little after 9 o'clock at night. And there are motorcycles just riding by my
Ow. You have a new Harley Davidson shop near you. Number 11, Balkan Canyon Badgers. And breaking news, Derek, as we're recording, they dropped someone. I just got an email alert. It was no one good. I forget who they dropped, though. Whatever. Doesn't matter. This team, at least a little bit of a step up. They actually rank 8th in terms of total redraft value and 8th in terms of starter value here. Again, it's a 12-team league, so the number 11 team ranking 8th in total redraft and starter value, that's not too bad. I mean, that's not a terrible situation. Unfortunately, it's another team that is towards the bottom of the IDP rankings. They rank 10th in IDP value here. And their draft capital is 10th. So they just, the roster itself might be somewhat competitive, at least on offense. They might be somewhat competitive, but they just are missing all of the other ancillary stats to be a true, even sort of playoff hopeful here. So what are you seeing from this roster?
Well, I think that there are certainly some concerns. I think the good thing is you have some star power here with T.Y. Hilton, of course. Maybe And I mean maybe Derrick Henry. Maybe.
Running back 17, perhaps. Already dealing with a contusion, I guess. A deep thigh bruise or whatever's going on. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a concern. Hopefully he is good to go for the start of the regular season.
I will say this. They have a good player at almost every level, but the problem is they have a good player at almost every level and not multiple good players at levels. Like Chris Carson and Jordan Howard, maybe they'll be good. Maybe they won't. I mean, that's very much – they're far from sure things. Tyler Lockett, kind of the same thing, although I would have to think he's going to fill that Doug Baldwin role in Seattle for sure now that Doug Baldwin's gone. But after that, they have nothing at wide receiver.
Devin Bush is here. That's something.
Yeah. And you know who else is here? Great.
Zadarius Smith?
No, your boy.
Which one?
Quincy Enunwa.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to find because there are 900 wide receivers on this team.
I know. Are you sad about Robert Foster? I am sad. I'm in Robert Foster mourning right now.
Yeah, I mean,
why is he not the starter? Someone has to explain to me what the Bills are doing. I don't get it.
I don't. Well, maybe this happens sometimes with guys off of their rookie year. Like, they come in a little cocky, mm-hmm. and then, you know, things kind of happen from
cocky.
There. It is troubling. Like,
Foster
didn't Robert Foster? I mean, Robert Foster literally said I needed to be cut.
Team score 3.95. I'm just sad. They get the Fool Me One sticker. Derrick Henry projected as a starter. The Tank Commander sticker. Team score under 5 for Dynasty here. Should have waited for 2022 or more projected rookie starters. Although, again, this is a rookie IDP league, so that one doesn't really apply. Jamison Crowder sticker. This is the highest rated Derrick team versus consensus. Derrick, you like this team versus consensus. But unfortunately, I don't. This is the Greg Easterbrook Notebook of Shame, lowest rated Andy team versus consensus, which means we have a fight on our hands. And that means the technical difficulty sticker for having the team that you and I disagree on the most. And I feel like I'm right.
No, definitely not. Well,
you're way too high on Jordan Howard. Why are you so high on Jordan Howard?
A lot of people,
you know, he's the backup, right?
To who?
To my boy Miles Sanders. Wait,
have you heard how people are talking? People are talking about Jordan Howard like he's like a 01 or 06 LaDainian Tomlinson.
Someone,
like,
I mean, oh, you want to talk about people tweeting about stuff? Miles Sanders. The people were tweeting that Miles Sanders is like the best looking running back they've seen since Brian Westbrook or something. Hang on, you talk about the team. I have a mosquito to kill. Hang on.
Oh my god. So with Jordan Howard, I think he's one of the pivotal guys on this roster because he's got a weird situation in Philadelphia. There's so many guys in Philly. Like, if you read training camp reports out of Philadelphia, everybody's going to have a career year. Wentz, Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, who doesn't even have an actual NFL career yet. You know, all the receivers are loaded. Somebody was telling me today about the rookie receiver, Miles, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Like, all these guys, there's only one ball. So I think with Jordan Howard, I think that would be my concern, is Philadelphia trying to squeeze all of that in throughout the course of a game and the year. So a lot of problems there. Potentially in the backfield if they're not careful at wide receiver. That's a really steep hill to climb.
I got the mosquito. It was a tiger mosquito.
Oh my god.
I used our magazine to do it though. So that's if you want to our magazine fantasy, I'll plug it. Fantasy Football Guide Professional Edition has got Patrick Mahomes on the cover. Good for fantasy football. Really good at killing mosquitoes. I obliterated that thing. Number 10, North County Triads. North County Triads here. And from the Big Bear Division, by the way. They have the Big Bear Division and the Bakersfield Division.
How about that?
This team, unfortunately, has some issues. They rank dead last in future draft capital. They don't have a 2020 first. They don't have a 2021 second or third, which is a weird combination of picks to be missing. But they don't have those, which means they do rank last in that category, and that does hurt this year. That's going to hurt the team score. The roster itself, also somewhat of a struggle. I will say, Derek, they are a young team, specifically on offense, where they have an average starter age of 26. Fairly young, and it does mean they gain dynasty value. They actually rank 8th in dynasty value here, thanks to Darius Geis. And Kareem Hunt gains dynasty value because, obviously, with the 8-game suspension now, his value this year is fairly low. So going forward, he should, he should just be a normal. Even if he's a normal backup going forward, he'll have more value. And IDP, this team is the number 2 IDP group in the league. So maybe we should start there, where they have Aaron Donald. They have Joey Bosa. They have the Bosa brothers. They actually have Joey Bosa and Nick Bosa on the team, both projected as starters. And then Devin White projected as a starter. The other rookie Devin linebacker there. And HaHa Clinton Dix also. Nick Bosa is not projected as a starter here because HaHa Clinton Dix is. They only get 2 defensive line starters with the 1 flex spot. So a lot to like in the IDP group. I don't know how much it can really carry the team, though.
I think it's always asking a lot for an IDP group to carry a team. I think that's really tough. I mean, Aaron Donald's exceptional. At least one half of the Bosa brothers should be pretty good. I think Joey is, going to be probably pretty awesome again this year. And then after that, I'm not super wild about the rest of what they have on the table from an IDP standpoint. I think HaHa Clinton Dix is overrated. I'm not really impressed with him. But the core of this team to me, it's so funny. We look at a lot of these teams, and most owners seem to know how to put together a reasonable wide receiver crew, except this one. This is a tough one. Cooper Kupp, Sammy Watkins, Will Fuller, and Christian Kirk. I don't know, and I'm not a big Christian Kirk guy.
Well, I am. So you better. Careful step in here.
No. I'm going to go the other direction here. There's a chance he might be the best guy out of these 4 guys by the end of the year.
Yeah, well, we're assuming Will Fuller has some horrific injury by week 5 or so. And you might be right.
Will Fuller plays 16 games. That's not happening.
offense on this team is a struggle almost across the board. I guess tight end is the only offensive spot that is an above average situation. And that's because Hunter Henry is tight end number 5. Not exactly a banner group on offense here. Team score 4.33 between the offense and the team and the draft capital. Just not going to get over 5 with this team. That said, they do have a really good IDP situation. So if IDP ends up being super important, then I guess they have a shot at moving up the rankings a little bit. Or if teams just want to trade him, a bunch of valuable pieces for nothing, I guess he can be number 1. Helmet stickers here. I'll call the doctor. Will Fuller projected as a starter. Always have a backup plan. Kyler Murray projected as a starter. The Mike Ditka sticker. Should I play that one? I'll play that one. If I can find it. The Mike Ditka sticker.
And what your mind can conceive, your heart would believe you can achieve. I know that's corny, but hey, what else is there in life? If you're not idealistic, what the hell else is there? And I'm an idealistic guy.
One idealistic dude, Mike Ditka. That is for the least draft capital, as we talked about. Tank commander sticker, team score under 5, and should avoid. I don't care about that one. Number 9, the lucky spot, Grover Beach Scoundrels 3 from the Bakersfield Division. And, Derek, we have a quarterback that is pretty good. Deshaun Watson, number 3.
Yep.
Probably the most valuable piece on this team. I mean, Sonny Michel, I guess, would technically be a little bit more valuable in terms of the consensus value there, but Deshaun Watson, kind of the gem of the offense, and that's not exactly saying a lot. This team ranks 9th in total redraft value, 10th in starter redraft value. They do fall back in dynasty value to number 11, and they're the dead last IDP group as well, at least in terms of consensus value there. It's not a strong situation. This team will not win. How about that? I'm going to say that. No repeat from the number 9 slot for this league.
No. You guys think you're hot stuff because you had a number 9 team win your league. It's not happening this year, buddy.
Sonny Michel. And Ronald Jones is breathing down Lamar Miller's neck to be a starter here. That is scary. Wide receiver, another wide receiver group that's not exactly strong on paper. Number 11 in terms of total value at wide receiver. That said, I do like DJ Moore, and I know you have a special spot in your heart for Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, getting a lot of buzz this year for a breakout player.
Jarvis Landry here as well.
That's nothing to laugh about, sir. That's serious business.
Mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson, an interesting rookie to keep an eye on. We'll see how he does in Pittsburgh now. It seems like Pittsburgh always drafts some random third or fourth round guy who turns out to be a stud. So perhaps Johnson will be next in line for that. They need something to go really, really right at wide receiver. Moore is an interesting guy, obviously. Wide receiver 26. People expecting a big jump up from him. The definitive number one wide receiver in Carolina with Cam Newton hopefully back somewhat healthy. No Greg Olsen to steal targets there. And they want to scale back Christian McCaffrey's targets. So it makes sense for DJ Moore to be a guy who could step up.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki QT. Actually, I mean, the wide receiver group is not great on paper, but I kind of like some of the names here. Between Moore, QT, Traquan Smith, Marquise Brown. And Deontay Johnson. It's an interesting. I mean, I'll say this much. They knew wide receiver was an issue because they took a lot of guys here, right? Between the last 2 years, they took Moore, QT, Smith, Marquise Brown, Deontay Johnson, Gary Jennings. I mean, they have addressed the problem.
Aguilar, they're gambling for sure. They're trying to take a lot of guys, and that's the thing. I think you have to take some flyers when you're not whole across the board. And I don't know that they think this, that they think they have an inferior receiving group, but they obviously have to take some shots, I think, with some of these guys.
Team score IDP is crappy. No good. Team score 4.36. Just one helmet sticker. I'm glad I saved it. It's the Tank Commander sticker.
Myra straight back to pass. Looking. Now stops, throws, completes it to Kilmer for the first down. Loses the football. It's picked up by Jim Marshall, who's running the wrong way.
Jim Marshall running the wrong way.
I meant to. Ah, damn! I forgot to send you that clip. I clipped that play out.
Oh,
yeah. Tweet it to you.
Well, you can go on YouTube and find it.
Oh, no, but I downloaded it to my personal collection.
Number 8. That's for a team score under 5. By the way, is it the last team under 5? No. Definitely not. Number 8, Valley Ridge Force from the Big Bear Division. We're making these incremental steps up. We have not made a major leap yet, Derek. This team ranking 10th in total redraft value, 9th in starter value. And I will say, this is an old, old team. This is not exactly the youngest team that you're going to see. So they have some sort of, I would argue, sort of long-term issues here. That said, they don't lose. I would expect them to lose more dynasty value. They really don't. I guess a lot of their age is tied up in, like David Johnson to me, 28 years old. I would expect his dynasty value to fall quite a bit. It only falls by $2. That's surprising to me.
Really? Now, why?
Because I feel like his dynasty value should fall quite a bit. If he's 28, he's only going to be around for another couple of years.
Yeah, that's very true.
AJ Green is here as well. I mean, do we want to talk about AJ Green? Should we have the AJ Green discussion?
Yeah, I think we need to. Look, some of this has been weird reporting. I mean, it made it sound like there was no way he was going to be back for the opener. Now he is going to be back for the opener.
When did that happen?
What?
He will be back for the opener?
I saw that today.
When?
Hold on. I'll pull it up.
Because no, the last thing I saw was the surgery didn't go as well as they thought it would go, and now he's definitely going to miss a few games. That's the last thing I heard.
Someone tweeted today.
Oh, good.
I hope I didn't get fooled.
Because every update with AJ Green has been bad. So here's my thoughts. He was wide receiver 13 before this news broke. Right now he's wide receiver 16. I think his value is going to dip to wide receiver 20. If everything goes well from here, and again, every day there's some terrible new information about his injury, but if everything goes well from today, I think he will stabilize around 20 to 22. And, you know, that's kind of where he'll be until the season starts. And then obviously once the season starts, if he comes back and he's healthy and he's productive, his value will go back up. So it's a weird situation. There's a lot of overreaction right now in terms of, you know, he's done. His body's giving out on him. He's the next, I don't know, who's he got compared to someone, I forget who, whose body just stopped working. But anyway, I think people are overreacting a little bit, but I do feel like his value is going to settle around 20 to 22.
Not to throw anybody under the bus, but Ian Rappaport said that 8 hours ago, he said AJ Green underwent a minor ankle surgery procedure this morning to clean it out after his injury. Sources say the timeline should remain the same and week one is still possible. Then 4 hours ago, yes. Following surgery, based on what they found cleaning out the ankle, he's now expected to miss a few games.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds like almost an understatement. Like a few games could easily mean, you think it means three. Like colloquially, that means three.
Six.
But yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. It could be six. We'll see what happens. Again, if the news sounds like he'll be back by week three or four, then I think he'll settle around wide receiver 2022. This team cannot afford to lose AJ Green for a big part of the season because they have the number five starting wide receiver group with Hopkins and Green, and then it really falls off to, like, nothing. I mean, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside might be the long-term second wide receiver there. I could see that, but right now for this year, Jamison Crowder, not exciting.
What do you mean?
Not exciting. Although I guess Cole Beasley is a starter, right, for the Bills?
Yeah.
Starting over Foster.
How about the snag of Alfred Morris? How about that?
Oh, whatever.
Back in the saddle in Dallas in Big D.
He could be a starter here. Yeah, I mean, this team just doesn't have enough firepower. IDP is a below-average situation. They do have Marshawn Lattimore, for whatever that's worth.
Cool.
Cornerbacks aren't people, I've been told.
Wait, what?
that's what I've been told.
Cornerbacks aren't people?
Cornerbacks, yeah. Team score, 4.71. We do have some helmet stickers. They got the Old Town Road sticker, average starter age over 29. Tank Commander sticker, team score under 5 still. Derek, there are two things we agree on. One is this fantasy team. The other is Scarlett Johansson. Because this is the team that you and I agree on the most. Scarlett Johansson, sicker. Zero RB cool, worst rated running back position, glorified blockers, worst rated tight end position. I think Ian Rappaport has AJ Green in his fantasy league because he keeps tweeting positive AJ Green things and then terrible AJ Green news comes out. So,
yeah, number, agent?
Number seven, Kern River Rats. This is Bakers from the Bakersfield division. And another team, Derek, with a future draft capital situation that leaves a lot to be desired. They rank second to last, only $32 worth of future draft capital here. No 2021st, no 2022nd. Not ideal, especially when you take into account that on offense, they are a very old team. 28.8 is your average offensive starter. It's not helped by Matt Ryan, who I guess is 34 this year. But, you know, also Devontae Freeman, Mark Ingram, Julio Jones, even Keenan Allen, not exactly the youngest group of guys here.
No, it's a little shaky. I like having Matt Ryan as a quarterback. It's a a lot of and almost too much Atlanta Falcons influence to me. The quarterback, the running back, and the wide receiver.
Eh. Yeah, there's a lot of Atlanta happening here.
Yeah, that's and Austin Hooper. Oh my God, I mean that's crazy to have, because if basically
and Roquan Smith.
Yes, if Atlanta stinks, you're probably in trouble.
This team is all about Atlanta. Yeah. I mean, running back is a problem here. They rank 10th in total value at running back. Wide receiver stands to be pretty darn good. Julio Jones, Keenan Allen, Robert Woods. That's the number two starting wide receiver group in the league. In terms of total value at wide receiver, they rank number four, which is still pretty darn good there. There's a lot to like from that wide receiver group. I don't know if it's quite enough to carry the team exactly. IDP is middle of the pack here. It's not a terrible team, but, I mean, they're ranked seventh for a reason. They're kind of right in the middle of everything.
Yeah. I mean, they're lucky to be ranked in the middle of everything. Could be a lot worse for them. I mean, look, they have some pretty good players in certain spots. Why are there so many motorcycles? That's the fifth motorcycle tonight, I swear. I don't believe this. Anyways.
It sounded more like a moped.
Good ears. That's probably what it was. I'm just panicking. I like Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Keenan Allen is a dangerous combination from an age perspective and a mileage perspective. They've been through their battles for sure, so I think I'd be a little leery of that. And then, you know, look, the IDP aspect of it too. I like Myles Garrett this season. Roquan Smith is a very good player, so you shouldn't have too much of an issue there. But yeah, a lot of this is going to sink into what happens with the running back position.
It's an average IDP group. I mean, team score here, 4.74. They have a few helmet stickers, but the only one that we haven't seen yet, I guess I have to play it. Derek loves this one, I guess. The 28-3 sticker.
Yeah, I mean, it never leaves you.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things never leave you. I think in life, you're going to have stuff like that come up, man, and it's how you respond to it and how you deal with it and how you're better for it the next time around.
For having two or more Atlanta Falcons starters, in this case, like six Atlanta Falcons starters. Number six, Silver Oak Eagles. This is from the Bakersfield Division, and they are looking at it's one of those, again, it's a middle-of-the-pack team. They rank fifth in total value, fifth in starter value, fifth in dynasty value. IDP is probably, I have to say, it's not a good IDP group, but it might be the sort of the make-or-break spot for the team. If they get a good performance from their IDP guys, it might be enough to boost them up into a playoff spot, Derek.
Could be. I think that, you know, it's like anything else. If you have a strong enough group in certain areas, it can carry you. But I think when you take the overall long view at this team, Cook and Mack are a very interesting combo to have at running back. I think the receivers are pretty strong with Thomas and Thielen and Godwin as well. I like having Cortland Sutton there potentially as an up-and-comer off the bench. The IDPs are very interesting here.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell, I don't know how much gas he has left in the tank. Jamie Collins is kind of coming back to New England, and there is a lot of debate, at least in the New England side of things, on whether he was shot when New England got rid of him to go to Cleveland, and if he still has anything left in the tank. That's a big question mark. So I like some of the players from the defensive side. I love Denzel Ward. Marcus Peters, meh. It's Marcus Peters, but he's pretty good.
Cornerback.
But yeah, it's a good set of IDPs. The linebackers are obviously the weak spot.
Running back here. I mean, all these positions are kind of ranked towards the middle of the league. Jameis Winston at quarterback, Dalvin Cook and Marlon Mack at running back, and then Michael Thomas, Thielen, and Godwin at wide receiver. They're not terrible anywhere, but they're not really elite anywhere. Just kind of a middling, bleh team. Just one helmet sticker. They get the highest rated Andy team versus consensus. Team score here, 5.86. Meh. I've decreed this is the meh team of the league. Do we have to keep talking about him?
No.
All right. Number They're five. Atlanta Arrogant Bastards. This is from the Big Bear division.
Can you call yourselves the Atlanta Arrogant Bastards if you don't have a lot of Atlanta Falcons? Like, there's literally a team with damn near the entire Falcons offense.
It might be an Atlanta-based league, for all we know.
Yes.
Although this could be a Dallas fan, Dak Prescott and Zeke on the roster. But this is a team, Derek, that is ranked 6th in total redraft value, 7th in starter value. They have a good IDP situation, ranked 3rd in IDP value here. When you look at the sort of the positional breakdowns, again, I just there's not a lot to grab onto here. You have a running back group that the starters are ranked number 4, assuming Zeke is, you know, not partying in Cabo. Are we concerned about the Zeke holdout, whatever's happening here?
I would be. I mean, look, Jerry Jones is the same guy who thought he could start a season as defending Super Bowl champion without Emmitt Smith in his lineup. So if there's anybody who is going to test and probe to see what he can get away with, this is a guy. And I don't think he's going to miss a regular season game. I think he's going to miss a lot of time during camp potentially, but I think they'll get him in before the start of the season because they have too much at stake to be screwing around like this. That's the one thing I will say that I'm kind of surprised about, considering they have to sign all three of these guys potentially, and Dak, Amari Cooper, and Zeke. Like, you know, take care of business.
The best news here for this team, they rank number 1 in future draft capital. They have an extra 2021st, an extra 2022nd. So they have $96 worth of future draft capital. This is a team that, should they consider going into a full rebuild, would be in pretty darn good shape to do that. I'm not saying that they should necessarily because they are ranked 5th. Well, they're ranked 6th for total value. I mean, they're ranked in that sort of, you know, depending on how many playoff teams there are. If there's 4 playoff teams, then they have a shot at the playoffs. If there's 6, then they should feel pretty good about their chances of getting in. At least a better than even shot at getting into the playoffs under those circumstances. So an interesting decision for this team. Which direction do they want to go? They sort of, again, have the makings of a team that could go in either direction. A couple things I want to point out, Derek. Number one, Miles Boykin getting a lot of good pub from the Baltimore training camp. His value hasn't exactly reflected that yet, but I think if he keeps it up, we should see his ranking start to rise a little bit. Not sure if you have any opinion on him.
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of a wait and see guy with training camp. Everyone looks good in shorts, and there's a lot of training camp heroes to start and guys you forget about by the time things start to get serious. So I'm going to pump the brakes on Miles Boykin.
The thing with Boykin is his name makes me feel like he should be like 5'5", like some sort of slot guy.
Like he's, Earl Boykin, the former NBA point guard?
Right. But he's 6'4". He's a huge, huge target. He's 6'4". I don't know. Sometimes names play a role. Like, remember Chris Johnson? Chris Johnson, well, I mean, obviously you remember Chris Johnson, but I feel like his value kind of didn't go anywhere because he had such a boring name. He was like running back. He was like a rookie number 6 or 7 pick that year.
Who do you want to take? Chris Johnson? I don't know. I could see that happen.
Anything else to talk about? Oh, the other thing, I mean, tight end. They took TJ Hockenson in the rookie draft. David Njoku's already here. Vance McDonald is here. They also have Hayden Hurst. I mean, they have a lot of interesting tight ends. They really wanted to solidify that group. I don't know if it's going to work out that well, although another training camp darling right now, TJ Hockenson and Miles Boykin have been two of the buzzier buzz names so far. Team score 6.44. We're starting to get up there. Just one sticker to get to. It is for having the most draft capital. It is the Sashi Brown sticker.
I'm not worried about Daryl Morey. He's one of those idiots who believe in analytics. He went out and got James Harden and got Dwight Howard. They're going to tell me that's analytics. So, first of all, I've always believed analytics was crap. And listen, I wouldn't know Daryl Morey if he walked in this room right now.
Next up, number 5. That's for, most draft capital. Number 4, Boston Ivory Tower from the Big Bear division. And, Derek, could I interest you in a tight end duo of Travis Kelce and George Kittle?
Probably. I will listen.
One of the few teams, it might be the only team in the league projected to start two tight ends. So one of the flex plays is a tight end here, George Kittle. Tight end number one and tight end number two. Kittle and Zach Ertz kind of seesawing on that tight end number two level. Right? Obviously, Travis Kelce holding down the number one slot there. So this is as good as it gets from a two tight end sort of group. Really, really strong there. And they got Saquon Barkley, and they got Mike Evans, and they got James Conner. A lot to like, but that's and I mean, the redraft value is certainly reflected there, right? Number two in total redraft value, number one in starter redraft value. Dynasty value sort of holds serve, ranks number two. IDP does, I mean, they're middle of the pack in IDP. They are ninth in draft capital, so it's one of the reasons they're down here. But this is a really strong team. I'm actually a little surprised looking at the rankings that they aren't ranked a little bit higher. I'm surprised they're at least not number three.
Yeah, I think the Kittle-Kelce combo makes up for what they don't have at wide receiver. The running back situation is pretty good with Saquon Barkley and James Conner, although the Kenyon Drake news certainly is a bit of a blow to this team's running back depth. But they do have Kalen Ballage, which is a smart maneuver.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the draft capital ranking ninth, not having a 2020 first or 2020 second. That is probably the main reason their team score is ranked number four. That's probably the biggest reason. And then the IDP, which is not bad. I mean, but they rank fifth in IDP value. So that does hurt them a little bit. But this is a really good team. I mean, you have to assume if they make the playoffs, they should be one of the favorites. I mean, this, unless they start dealing with a lot of injuries or something like that, this is one of the more dangerous teams that we're going to look at.
Yeah, I would have to think so. It's going to be tough to beat. I really believe that. And like you said, they probably should be a tick higher than four. I think the receiver thing is of question. If they don't get something number one-ish out of Kenny Golladay, things could get a little weird for them. I've said this before, I think out of the top three tight ends, Ertz, Kelce, and Kittle, one of those three is coming back to earth.
Rude. Team score, 7.7. Just one sticker for that tight end group. They get the, if I can remember my alphabet, the positional scarcity sticker.
This is Travis. He's a superstar athlete looking for love.
There's 50 of you and one of me.
Not the best lady left.
There was a Bachelor-type knockoff show featuring Travis Kelce and 50 women, and it was not good television, Derek. Number three, North Shore Nemesis, the team that won last year, ranked number nine last year, moves up to number three in our rankings this year. Do you think he's nervous about not being the number one ranked team?
Yeah, I would be.
ranking number two in future draft capital here. They have two extra 2020 seconds. I'm sorry, they have three extra 2020 seconds. And that's enough to move them up to number two. They have $96 worth of future draft capital here. And the number one IDP group in the league, Derek, $116 worth of IDP value on the roster behind J.J. Watt. And I guess Tremaine Edmonds is here. Derwin James is here. Keanu Neal is here. And Cameron Jordan. So a very, very nice IDP group. It's really whether the offense can hold on, and last year the depth helped. I don't know if they're going to get the same kind of production from their bench this year. That said, a running back group that does rank number one in terms of starter value, number two in overall value, that's sort of the strong point of the team. It's still a very, very dangerous group. I think they're gonna make a play for it to compete again, to defend their title. I wouldn't necessarily pick them, but they're probably in that short list of teams that have a legitimate chance of winning.
Yeah, I think this team that is, when you look at four and then North Shore Nemesis here, I think these are both teams that certainly have to be in the conversation to win a title, but some things have to go right for that to take place. And I think more so here than what we previously looked at, because I think, look, I like McCaffrey. Bell, I'm a little iffy on this year. Jones, I think, will have a decent year. Montgomery as a starter, I don't know about that. But Brown should be solid. And then, yeah, I mean, there's some major questions with receiver. Major questions. You know, I think the IDP selections are good, but can it overcome what they don't have at wide receiver, which is a lot, even if you spot a Mike Williams, who I like this year.
Now, this is a weird group where, because of the starting configuration, where they only have to start one, you know, one running back, one wide receiver, and then they get three flex spots. They're only projected to start Antonio Brown at wide receiver. All of the flex spots here are coming from that wide receiver, or from the running backs, Bell, Jones, and Montgomery, all starters behind Christian McCaffrey here. So it's an interesting way to do it, not necessarily how you would draw it up, but if it pans out, it pans out. And I mean, they obviously have some idea of what they're doing because of what happened last year. Team score here, 7.84, just one sticker. Unfortunately, wasn't able to get a sticker, so the tumbleweed sticker, despite the fact that I have over 70 stickers, somewhat disappointing. Number two, Tasmania Devils from the Bakersfield Division. And this is where Patrick Mahomes calls home. Patrick Mahomes, Alvin Kamara, Davante Adams. Now with Tyreek Hill as wide receiver 8. I mean, we've been tracking Tyreek Hill's ranking since early June, Derek. It's gone from wide receiver 73 to wide receiver 8. Wouldn't be shocked if it made it up to wide receiver 7 or 6, although he did have a scare today. He left on the card after getting bruised on the thigh, but it sounds like just a bruise, nothing major. He'll be fine. But this is a pretty good team. I mean, a deep team, ranking 3rd in total value, 3rd in starter value, 4th in IDP value, 3rd in dynasty value. Just a really solid across the board, ranking number 3 in future draft capital. Just you can't really poke holes in this team.
Tough to do. I think it's a pretty solid squad. I mean, you know, I love the competition potentially developing here between the top 4 teams. I think it could be very, very tight.
Yeah, we got
at the top.
There, I mean, it is pretty close. Running back here is, I think, the most interesting part of this team. I realize that wide receiver is really, really good. They rank number 1 in starter wide receiver value, and number 2 in total wide receiver value. But running back is intriguing to me because Leonard Fournette, who is a guy I don't particularly love this year, and then Kerryon Johnson, who is a guy I absolutely adore, and I've adored him since before his latest surge in the rankings. I mean, now he is everybody's darling. I've been high on him for a while. 32 receptions on 36 targets last year. The Lions obviously felt comfortable enough with him in the receiving role that they got rid of Theo Riddick. And Miles Sanders is here as well, who I have ranked significantly higher than his current value. So this is a team that I am split on, because there's some guys I am kind of down on, and there's some guys I'm kind of, you know, some of my absolute darlings on this team. I am very conflicted here, Derek. I'm like one of those people who fought for the North in the Civil War, but I had a brother who was fighting for the South.
That's a really strong comparison. Really strong.
That's how I feel.
Really strong.
How dare you?
What are you talking about?
Unbelievable.
It's a good analogy.
Shocking.
Tyreek Hill is here.
Borderline revolting.
Don't like Tyreek Hill as a person. Stephon Diggs is here. I love Stephon Diggs as a person. I
said, not to cut you off, but I said this the other day, you know, I don't tolerate nonsense on my fantasy teams. People should start taking that as an example.
You do have to worry about the karma here. What does Tyreek Hill do to the locker room? I mean, this is a solid squad. Team score 8.15. And just a couple helmet stickers. The Chris Myers NFL Ultimatum. This is Derek's. This is your lowest team versus consensus. Imagine that. Well, you're playing into the Tyreek. It's all Tyreek Hill. You're just playing into the Tyreek Hill stuff.
I don't tolerate ignorance and nonsense.
I'll play this one. Why not? We have to play something. Too bad it's fantasy.
This is the Schmo with the pro Patrick Mahomes. Had a sensational season. The Schmo thinks maybe a little Russell Wilson meets Brett Favre.
But it's funny you asked me that, Schmo.
Top rated quarterback position gets you the too bad it's fantasy sticker. Number one, just one team left. We got to go there. Bear Lake Berserkers from the Big Bear Division. This is, I believe, the Byers team. This is Rob's team, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a solid group. They rank number one in total redraft value, number two in starter value. Number, remember, that total value, once you get to the playoffs, is more important than the starter value. So the fact that they rank number one in total value is extra, extra good for this team. And, oh, by the way, a fairly young team, they gain significant dynasty value. They rank number one in that category as well. 26.1 is your average starter age for this team. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, really good. He's also got Baker Mayfield as a backup, which seems unfair. Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb, Todd Gurley. Pick somehow, I guess, had the number one pick because they got Josh Jacobs as well. So that's a good addition. And you might be saying, oh, well, they must not be good at wide receiver. No, they have the number one overall wide receiver group as well with Odell Beckham, Juju Smith-Schuster. Right now, Amari Cooper is a bench play. How about that?
I don't super love that, but What?
You don't love the fact that wide receiver 12 is a bench player?
I mean, yeah, I just you got to be careful with that. You don't want to you got to find a way to get them in the lineup sometimes. That's all. Play the matchups, dude.
Well, maybe Todd Gurley's knee won't hold out and then he'll be starting Amari Cooper. I mean, his depth is insane. I mean, Corey
Davis
is
probably the likely scenario.
Corey Davis is like wide receiver six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, Corey Davis is wide receiver six. He's got O.J. Howard. He picked up Noah Fant in the draft as well. Yeah, future draft capital number four. He's got three extra 2021st somehow. Although he has like no other picks, but he's got four 2020 first round picks. We haven't talked about it a lot with this league, but next year's draft is absolutely stacked. People need to stop trading Rob first round picks because obviously he picked up Josh Jacobs through a trade, and now he's going to get probably two or three absolute studs next year.
Yeah, very likely with that setup. I mean, depending on where those picks fall, he's looking at a pretty solid nucleus moving forward. And, you know, it's important because you look at two of his key guys. One of them is Aaron Rodgers. Another one is Drew Brees. So those guys, especially Brees, are certainly far closer to the end than they are the beginning.
Yeah, but he's got Baker Mayfield, so who cares? The one thing here, the IDP value
have a backup. You know?
I think of the top four teams we've looked at, this might be the weakest IDP situation. So it's the one Achilles heel for this team. And it should be noted that they don't rank number one in starter value either. So, you know, that won't matter in the playoffs, but it could matter as we move along. You never know what's going to happen. It might result in a tougher road in the playoffs. We don't know. So something to keep in mind, but this should definitely be the favorite. Team score 8.94. And we get some helmet stickers here, Derek. Let's start here. If I can find it. Man, I am bad at finding the R's. Okay, running down a dream. For the top-rated running back group in the league, they also get the target sticker, top-rated wide receiver position, and of course, the number one team has to get the Thanos sticker.
Read it, run from it, destiny arrives all the same. And now it's here. What should I say? I am.
Top rated villain in the league gets you the Thanos sticker. I agree with you, Derek. I think these top four teams are in something of a dogfight. I can't really count any of them out. I mean, just looking at the team scores here, you range from 7.7 for the number four team to 8.94 for the number one team. So all of these squads are within, what, 1.2 of each other or something like that in team score, yep. Which is really, really not much, especially when you take into account that this league has IDP as well. So that's just another factor that can complicate things and make things even tougher to gauge. But I have to assume the winner is going to come from one of those four squads.
Yeah, you'd have to think so. This is, you know, we were talking about it jokingly a little while ago. I definitely mean it. You know, you're ninth place. You're not getting out of that.
And the big winner tonight was me for killing that mosquito. I might put it on.
So you think.
I might put a picture of it on Twitter.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
So we're done. We did it. We counted down 12 to 1. Thank you to Get a Life Dynasty. Thank you to Rob for setting this all up. You can follow me still on Twitter at RateMyLeague. Derek, where can they follow you?
Derek Jones 79 on Twitter. Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Jones 79 on Twitter.
Do you feel bad? I feel like we skipped Silver Oak Eagles. We were bored by that. I was bored by that team. Do you want to?
I understand.
Let's pick something to talk about real quick at the end. He won't even know it's here. He'll be so pissed off that he won't even listen to the end. AJ what? Brown. AJ Brown is here. What a talent.
What? I don't. AJ Brown will be a
DK,
very good.
DK Metcalf
assuming.
Is here.
What's that?
DK Metcalf.
Yes, DK Metcalf, outstanding as well, potentially. I don't know. I don't know if
Cooper Rush.
Cooper.
All right, I'm done.
I don't like that either. I don't like much from that team.
Thanks to Get a Life Dynasty. Have a great season. Good luck this year. Hopefully, we'll get to talk to you again in the future. Adios.
See ya.